Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
This is Dr. Safarian. Wanted to welcome you to another podcast episode of the Seven Figure Dental Practice. I wanted to spend some time today on this podcast to talk a little bit about supply expense. What I'm finding through my conversations with different dentists slash business owners is that in many cases, I'm hearing that they are working with different supply companies to meet their needs. And what that does in many cases, potentially, is make the office a bit more inefficient. And also potentially, as much as you think you're saving money on, you know, supply costs, because of that inefficiency, it's going to turn out to cost you more. So my suggestion is, if possible, to try to put together all of your suppliers and find out what the total cost is. You can do it for 2016 or the first half of this year. And basically contact two or three top supply companies in your area and try to negotiate fees. What I've been able to do in my practice is do just that. Focus on working with one supply company. If he cannot provide the material for me, he will search and we will get the material direct. But in essence, what has happened, because of the fact that I'm working with one account and it's a big account, he's able to reduce my costs. And at this point, I'm saving about 15 to 20% on my supply costs as I provide business to my person, to my representative, sales rep. So I have discussed with a couple of different offices where they have 7-8 different suppliers. And if you are that office, please take note to work with your team member to put all of that together, find out what the financials are, and then basically go and contact two or three supply companies and see if they can reduce those rates up to 15 to 20%. For example, if you have a $100,000 account with all your different vendors, you can take that $100,000 account and say go to Patterson or Henry Schein or Burkhart and basically say, look, I can give you this $100,000 account if you are able to reduce my costs by 15%. Now, they might not give you exactly 15%, but if you get 12% or 10% or 7%, you're still saving thousands of dollars on your supply costs. And in the life of your business, if in this example, you know, you have a 30-year practice and you're saving 10%, that's $10,000 times 30. That's a lot of money. Okay. So you have to consider numbers, not only from a weekly or a monthly or quarterly or annual basis, we also have to base it on the life of the business. And if you consider it in that manner and, you know, understand compound interest, I mean, you can just imagine how these numbers that seem so small on a monthly basis can become so large over 25, 30 years. And that's really important to understand. So, the big suggestion and the big point of this podcast is basically try to work with one supply company, gather all the information from all your suppliers, find out what that financial number is, and go and negotiate with a couple of different vendors or supply companies, as I mentioned, and try to get a reduction on your overhead. Once you're able to accomplish that, what you will find is that in your office, your team members are going to become much more efficient. There's only one go-to person when it comes to your supplies. So your inventory management is going to be handled in a much easier fashion. Okay. And once that's able to occur, you'll find your team member that's involved or responsible for the inventory becomes more able to provide other services or do other things for your practice. Okay. So if you have an RDA who is in charge of your inventory and you have him chasing around 8 or 10 different vendors to get you the supplies that you're looking for, many times you might find yourself short on certain things because your RDA forgot. And also what you're going to find is that they don't have time to do the night guard or do the retainer or do the bleaching tray. You got to sometimes send those out to your labs to have those done, and you incur lab costs. Okay. So, you know, retainers typically are $60-$70. Night guards are typically $60-$70. If you have an RDA that's more focused on doing your inventory and is backed up and can't keep up with inventory because of all the vendors, and you're sending out these types of procedures to labs, now your lab costs are just that much more. So are you really saving money by trying to shop different vendors to cut supply costs? Okay. I challenge you to look into this fact in your business, and you'll be surprised at how much you can save on the supply cost and how efficient your business becomes, where this RDA now is able to provide other services for your business. In this case, making the night guards, making the retainers, and not incurring those lab costs. Very important. So in about two or three different directions, by being able to work with one supply company, you can cut costs. Okay. So please take a look into that for your business. And I hope that this episode was helpful for you and give you some ideas as far as how you can cut supply expense. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I look forward to seeing you in future episodes.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.